Thank you for tuning in to a special edition of Awake the Iron. We have some breaking news regarding Ohio's constitutional carry bill. Here to bring us more information about this is Awake the Iron's very own firearms correspondent, Derek, with the DROC report. So what exactly is this constitutional carry bill?
Yes, it's Ohio Senate Bill 215. And what it covers is anybody that can legally own a gun, own a firearm, can also carry it concealed in the state of Ohio. And it also has another little underlying part of the bill where you no longer have to inform if you are inform the officer if you are carrying, if they don't ask.
So is this good for Ohioans?
Many Ohioans that are pro-gun do think it's very good for Ohioans because it gives them the right that they already have by federal constitutional right to actually carry a firearm.
Do you see a downside to this?
What could be bad is the fact that you no longer have to take a course. You're not required to take a course before being able to conceal carry, which I'm sure there are people out there that might do that, but anything can be made bad by either bad people or people that are lazy about responsibility.
Isn't this kind of redundant? I mean, don't we already have this right without having to add another bill?
It's extremely redundant, but that's politicians and politics. They like to think they have more power than what they actually do.
Do you have any other final thoughts?
Make sure you know how to use a firearm if you're going to carry out in public. Regardless of whether it's open carry, concealed carry, because you have something that can kill another person. Place that you can go to keep up on it is Ohio. You can look up Ohio Gun Owners or Buckeye Firearms Association. They have good information.
Okay, so here's the $64 million question. Are guns bad?
Anything can be made bad if you have people that don't want to be responsible.
Some might argue that this emboldens criminals or those who wish to do harm. What do you say about that?
It doesn't give criminals the right to carry. If you can't legally carry, i.e. some kind of felony or anything like that, you can't carry even with this. It's not giving everybody the ability to run around like they're John Wayne or John Wick or John McClane.
All right. I'm sure you'll keep us up to date as things unfold. And I don't think this is over.
Probably ever.
Okay, Derek, thank you. This has been an Awake the Iron edition of the DROC Report. Until next time, we'll see you.